And you know where that's going, of course. Eventually, there will be generations of people who've grown up far from the earth, and it's just sort of a legend. This was written by Don Simpson and inspired by Norman Spinrad's novel, Riding the Torch. Once there was a ship of stone that orbited a mighty star, and from it flew the first ship's crew, whose children we all are. And no matter how long we've drawn our track, still over our shoulder, looking back through the hydrogen's hiss and the methane's moan. Past the polymer clouds of the dead star's shrouds, all our roads run back to the ship of stone. There the first crew all were made and wakened from unknowing sleep by the boundless sight of heaven's height and the fires on the deep. And no matter how strange the forms we wear, how warped and wild, how rich and rare, how changed we've made the seed we've sown. We are blood of those who singing rose from the body of the ship of stone. There our own ship's frames were formed to grow blue glowing wings and spread them wide to the farthest tide where the last lone beacon sings. And no matter how tight the net they knot of our web where the wheel of light is caught, how strange and lost, how grand they've grown. They too desire all heaven's fire, our companions since the ship of stone. Once there was a ship of stone, clear domed, broad hulled and clean, where the air shone blue, through whose holds birds flew, whose decks were growing green. And no matter how odd these things may seem, as madly mazed as shards of dream, they are not a dream that you dream alone. All ships, all men are of one kin. We shall not forget the ship of stone. That's one of my favorites. That's one that actually has a chance of being sung 1,000 years from now and it's relevant.